CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Havana calling. CQDX, CQDX, CQDX. This is Radio Havana calling all shortwave listeners and radio amateurs. Welcome to... DXers Unlimited, Radio Havana's weekly feature dedicated to the fascinating world of radio communications.
Hola, amigos y aficionados all around the world and in space. Welcome to this edition of DXers Unlimited with yours truly, Arnie Coro, at the microphone. Yes, solar minimum is our daily reality, and at noon local time on Tuesday here in Havana, high frequency propagation conditions were very, very poor indeed. It's now item one of today's program. A recent NASA news release has attracted the attention of radio hobby enthusiasts all over the world. The publication entitled Solar Activity Forecast for Next Decade Favorable for Exploration contains some very interesting information regarding the expected future solar activity. In the release dated 12 June 2019, NASA described the upcoming decline in solar activity as a window of opportunity for space exploration, instead of reversely acknowledging the disastrous consequences such a decline could wreak on civilization due to the lack of solar activity. Here are some direct quotes from the news released by NASA. The sun's activity rises and falls in an 11-year cycle. That's the truth. The forecast for the next solar cycle says it will be the weakest of the last 200 years. Let me read that again for you. NASA says that solar cycle 25, the next one, will be the weakest of the last 200 years. The maximum of the next cycle, measured in terms of sun-sun number, standard measure of solar activity level worldwide, could be 30 to 50% lower than the most recent one, the 24. The results show that the next cycle will start in 2020, that's next year, and reach its maximum around 2025, but a very, very low, shallow maximum. By the way, amigos, you must know that sunspots are rings of the sun with magnetic fields thousands of times stronger than the Earth. Fewer of them at the point of maximum solar activity means fewer dangerous blasts of radiation that could reach our planet at any time. The new research was led by Irina Kitashvili, a researcher with the Bay Area Environmental Research Institute at NASA's Ames Research Center in California, Silicon Valley. It combined observations from two NASA space missions, the Solar and Heliospheric Observatory, the SOHO, and the Solar Dynamics Observatory, with data collected since the year 1976 from the ground-based National Solar Observatory reference. In admitting that solar activity during sunspot cycle 25 could be the weakest in 200 years, NASA was effectively forecasting a return to what is known as the Dalton minimum, something that happened between 1790 and 1830, conditions that were very, 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 very weak front. This is the DXers Unlimited middle of the week edition reaching you as we approach the autumn equinox of the Northern Hemisphere, where most of my audience is located, although we do have listeners picking up Radio Havana Cuba via the internet streaming audio, and from time to time also listening to our 11760 kHz 25 meter band frequency well outside the intended coverage area. Listener Joad Saber, who lives in Morocco, just sent the following report from his North of Africa location. 25-meter band, 2232 GMT on the 9th of September. Local time, 2232 plus 1 hour. Local position, the city of Sidi Hajjah, the country, Morocco. Station heard Radio Havana Cuba, frequency 11760 kHz. That's a classical frequency of Radio Havana Cuba. Language Spanish from La Habana, Arias, Americas. Time between 22 hours and 24 hours, the Americas. Time 22 to 24 hours UTC. Receiver a Texon PL380. Antennas in an open place. The distance from the station 7,211 kilometers, and the simple report code 54444. This is a report from Johad Saber from Morocco. Now, our next radio hub related item. The Plaza de la Revolución Radio Club, of which I'm a member, holds a weekly roundtable on the 2 meter amateur band just after the primetime TV newscast is over. That's about a quarter to 9 o'clock on Thursdays. Our last on the air meeting saw checks in of almost 50 participants that also included members from other City of La Habana radio clubs. Osvaldo Diaz, a senior university professor and expert in meteorology, Charlie Oscar II, Lima Delta, his call sign, presented a very interesting talk about the Hurricane Dorian. And I was in charge, as always, with high-frequency propagation update for everyone. One, Charlie Mike 2 Delta Papa, CM2DP, acted as net control, and Roberto, CO2BU, explained to the audience the results of the most recent members meeting that took place last Saturday. CO2, Zulu Papa Alpha, Alberto Luis, a senior airline captain for Cubana de Aviación, and Radio Hobby enthusiasts talked about the Peltier effect and how it is used nowadays for making refrigerators and also for cooling computers without motor compressors or freon gas. He explained about his experiments with a Peltier effect assembly of 127 elements fed from a 12 volts power supply that have proven to be successful. Yeah, amigos, yes, my friends, we miss, I mean, we do QSL. Yes, we are a 100% QSL station, so our first experimental broadcast using the name, first name we had on the air, Onda Corta Experimental Cubana, Cuban Experimental Shortwave, way back during the early days of 1961. By the way, we changed the name to Radio Havana Cuba on the first day of May of 1961, and send your signal reports, comments, and radio hub-related questions to info@enet.cu. Again, for your information, our mailing address, info@enet.cu, and via mail, sent to Arnicoro, Radio Havana Cuba, Havana Cuba. I was testing here in Havana a CC Crane Skywave small portable radio, and so far results have proven to be quite good, especially when using it for AM broadcast band DXing during the local evening hours. For amateur radio use, the CC Crane Skywave is absolutely useless because it does not provide for CW and single sideband reception, no product detector, and no bit frequency oscillator, so no reception of CD, CW, sideband, or digital modes. I will be testing this radio in several more weeks, especially on the shortwave bands and FM broadcast band. Also, I will run tests with an ancient Grundig Jadboy 220 analog receiver that has seen a very long useful lifetime, still working. My favorite portable digital receiver is Sony ICF7600GR, broke down a few years ago and is beyond repair. Yeah, amigos, send your signal reports, comments about our programs and your radio hub related questions to info@enet.cu. Again, info@enet.cu. We are a 100% QSL station, amigos, from the very first day we went on the air. And every accurate report receives a nice QSL card from us. You can also use the traditional airmail postal service by sending your letters to Arnicoro, Radio Havana Cuba, Havana Cuba. And by the way, the latest solar flux at 69 and zero sunspots for the past 7 days.
And that's all for today. This is Arnicoro, Radio Amateur CO2KK, your host here at Radio Havana's DXS Unlimited, saying 73 and very good DX.